Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Baby, it's cold outside.
Yeah, it's cold, but there's no snow. So we're going to talk to Ray Stajic for the Weather Channel. Ray, how are you? And have you recovered from the insanity of yesterday?
He's cut. He's bleeding, but he's on his feet. All up and down the I-95 corridor. I talked to many. Hey, 0.9. You said no. That's some, isn't it?
Yeah, that's true.
We never deal in absolutes in this business, just like Jedi.
I want to be a meteorologist because I could be as wrong as heck and still have a job.
I know. But okay. I could hit 250 in the majors. That's my argument.
There you go. And we always know, we never blame personally our favorite weather forecasters. But I just literally just found this during the break. ABC News is reporting that the National Weather Service, the meteorologists in Boston, New York, Philadelphia, and Washington held a conference call on Monday afternoon about the computer models that they knew drastically cut the predicted snow amounts, but they decided not to change their forecasts because they decided that, well, everybody had prepared and they didn't want to confuse the public.
Yeah. And, you know, this is where, you know, us as the Weather Channel, we've got a great relationship with the National Weather Service. So, you know, you kind of toe the line. You want to stay in coordination. And I think you can say things that, you know, that can actually hint toward, well, maybe we're going to take things down, but we are going to keep, which were blizzard warnings at the time. But yeah, I'm kind of a little confused because I think that I think I know what they're saying. But eventually, a couple of hours later, well, I know what they're meaning by, well, we don't want to confuse people, but here's my thing. I mean, everybody just goes anywhere and everywhere to get weather information now anyway. So it's like it's online, you know, social media. Right. And it's like people get confused anyway because I still hear, well, you guys are forecasting, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, no, we didn't say that. And there's so
well,
I don't know. I guess it's trying to sort it all out.
I've always suspected that there's a little hype that goes on because people in TV know that there's one four-letter word that gets them ratings, and that word in this area is snow.
Right.
But beyond that, I think it's always the instinct of people in your field, and no personal insult intended, to say, look, better to prepare for the worst, and then we can always say, oh, we dodged a bullet.
Right.
But in this particular case, I mean, I think you were very clear and others were very clear. It was an incredibly difficult storm to predict. And we knew that going in, that we're going to tell you what could happen, but it might not happen because, you know, this is a really hard one to sort of figure out.
Right, and that's what the Weather Service was probably on. Listen, it was only, I'm going to take New York City especially. I mean, it was only literally miles and in some cases blocks to where it went from. They did have record snow. They had 7.2 in Central Park, record for the date. But you went a few miles to the northwest and there was 12, 14, 20 inches of snow in the northern suburbs.
The gradients were very tight.
Oh, Poconos, right. 30 inches of snow. They got hell.
And in upstate New York, it's still snowing. An incredible storm overall.
Okay, we have to talk, though, about what's going on right now. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, the wind out there is going to be really quite a feature today. I'm being told that we may actually see wind gusts in the 50 or 60 mile an hour range in some areas.
Yeah, probably 40 to 50. The 50 plus, I think, would be isolated. But what that's doing this morning was sustained 25 miles per hour in some spots. It's producing wind chills, single digits. And I don't know. I haven't said that much this winter. It just seems like all of a sudden, like, winters want to make this comeback. Old man winter was sleeping, and you know when your spouse or significant other yanks the pillow from under your head?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody woke him up and said, hey, how about this? I'm still here. I've just been sleeping for a little while. So the winds, it could bring down some small trees, and that could affect, you know, obviously power lines. So I'd be prepared. High-profile vehicles, two hands on the steering wheel, the big SUVs. I mean, that's going to push you around a little, especially as we go through the day. What happens in the atmosphere is we get some heating upstairs where some of the stronger winds are in the atmosphere, and we mix down those winds, and basically what that means for you is it'll become even more windy as the day progresses.
Well, and you've had ice and sleet on the trees, which weakens the trees, and then you have big wind, and that means that the tree limbs get into the power lines, and there will be some power outages. There already are some, in fact.
Yep. There are, and it'll stay cold. The winds should subside a little bit by tomorrow, but still, even tonight, we'll wake up again tomorrow morning with temperatures near or just above 20 in the district and teens in the suburbs, and the wind chills in the single digits again because the wind still could be going 30, maybe 40 miles an hour early tonight, and then 15 to 25 tomorrow. So still another cold one tomorrow, and then we should see some slow improvements Friday and into the upcoming weekend. Might get back close to 60 by Saturday.
So we've Saturday, but we've had winter now for 2 days. I'm tired of it. So I just wanted to, you know, so Saturday after that, we're done. Does it come back?
Oh.
I'm not a big fan of surprises.
And not a big fan of winter, I hear.
Actually, I don't mind winter because I like wearing big, heavy, you know, warm clothing. I enjoy that. So
I think we get a little milder back close to normal, which is in the mid-50s. Might have a little dip Monday, but, you know, we'll trend these little occasional dips in temperature, I think, next week.
Right. And listen, the next time you talk to your friends at the National Weather Service, you can tell them, I hope they're happy because now they're officially fake news.
Oh, you threw them right into that category,
right? I did. Not you, but them.
Okay, I will do that.
All right, Ray, thank you very much.
Okay.
Greatly appreciate it. And maybe in a moment, we'll go over some of the delays that are still out there for school closings, et cetera. That's coming up in just a moment. It's 5:44.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.